Well, listen, as the children just go and sit down, I just want to say a few words to address some of the grown-ups here this morning, because I wouldn't want, I wouldn't want you to think that what we're thinking about this morning, the fruit of the Spirit, is just something fun for children to learn about the Christian life. This is something that actually all of us need to engage with and an area where we need to grow. If you've been here week by week over the last few weeks, St. Peter's, then this is a bit of a recap. This is to say, well, where have we got to? What are we learning together as a church family as we've been thinking about love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness? And I want to flag up this morning three possible confusions that may have crept in as we've been thinking about these things together over the last month or so. Here's the first confusion, and we'll do this very quickly. And it's to do with morality. Morality. If you've been here week by week, as we've been thinking about love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness, and what that'll mean as we live that out in our lives, you could have been forgiven for thinking that what we're talking about here on a Sunday morning in church is morality. That is, being better people, being nicer people, being more moral people. A lot of people make that mistake, have that confusion generally about Christianity. A lot of people think that Christians are people who think that they are good, who think that they are moral, who then gather together on a Sunday to be told to be better, to be more moral, to be more loving, to be more joyful, to be kinder, and then we all go away again. Let me say, nothing could be further from the truth. Christians are people not who think that they are good. Christians are people who know that they are bad. Not people who think that they are good and who get told to be better, but people who know deep down in their hearts that they are bad, but also know they are forgiven. Forgiven by God. People who know that when they turn to God for that forgiveness, also receive into their lives his transforming Holy Spirit. See, each week when we've been talking about love or joy or peace or patience or kindness, and those things being in our lives, we haven't been talking about morality. We've been talking about spirituality. It's a work of God's Holy Spirit. It's not moral self-improvement, redoubling our efforts on a Sunday morning to be good. It's about cooperating with God's Holy Spirit as he works in our lives to make us more like God. So that's the first possible confusion that might have crept in over the last few weeks. We're not talking here on Sunday mornings about morality, about being good. Second possible confusion centers around the idea of personality. Personality. Take a group of people this big. How many are we here this morning? 100 people, something like that. And no doubt, in a group of people this big, some of us will be more loving than others, and some of us will be more peaceful than others. Some of us will be more patient. Some of us will be more kind. Kinder, that's actually a word for that. We're naturally all different. We all have strengths and we all have weaknesses according to our personalities. Let me say, that's not what we're talking about on Sunday mornings at the moment here at St. Peter's, when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. What we're talking about is not something that is natural according to our personalities. We're talking about something that is supernatural, that is a work of God's Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit are not called the fruits of the Spirit. That means they're not divisible. They come as a package. They come as something you take all together or not at all. It's not a range of character qualities that we saw on the screen, and you can, like a box of chocolates, pick out the ones that you like the look of and leave the other ones. There's nine of the fruit of the Spirit. There are nine of the fruit of the Spirit. Why don't we put them back up on the screen? Can we go back to the fruit of the Spirit on the screen? We're not to choose our favorite three or four, but all nine of them are to be seen in the lives of all people who have received God's Spirit. And of course, as soon as you put it like that, it becomes immediately obvious that none of us can do this. This is beyond any of us. All nine, the full package. Therefore, the only way we can do this is not naturally, but supernaturally. What we've been talking about week by week, and what we're going to continue to be talking about until we look through the next four fruit of the Spirit, is how we all need God's Holy Spirit in us, working at a deep level in our lives to live differently. So not morality, not personality, and then briefly, the third possible confusion that we might have began to think along these lines is passivity. Passivity. That is doing nothing. Doing nothing. And this is really to fall off the log the other way entirely. Because if you've taken on board that the fruit of the Spirit is not about morality, it's not trying to be good yourself, that the fruit of the Spirit is not about personality, it's not just doing what we like doing best and leaving the rest, that the fruit of the Spirit is a supernatural work of God's Spirit in us. If you've really got that, then one possible confusion you might think is therefore that I am to do nothing. I'm to do nothing as a Christian. I can just sit back and let God's Holy Spirit grow all of those things, those fruit of the Spirit in my life. Passivity. Just have a look back at our reading from Galatians chapter 5. It's on 1172, if you've let the Bibles close. We'll have one quick look at what it says there. Verse 16. But look at how actively we're spoken of here, the language used. Verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And then just look down to verse 25. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. You see, it's very active language. That's what's expected of God's people who've received His Holy Spirit. Not we do it all in our own strength. Not He does it all in His strength. But a conscious, active cooperation with the work of the Spirit in our lives. Conscious, that is, we're aware of it day by day. His presence, leading, guiding, changing. Active, we're involved in this. It's His power that's at work in how we live. Cooperation, personally, individually, addressing the issues that He raises in our lives, engaging with them, growing in character like God, step by step. We're going to be continuing to explore the other four fruit of the Spirit here on a Sunday morning when the children go through to carry on learning from the Old Testament at the moment. And we'll begin to see what these things look like in practice, fruit by fruit, step by step, week by week. For now, this morning, just three possible confusions. It's not about morality. We're not talking about being good here at St. Peter's. It's got nothing to do with that. It's not about personality, what we're good at, what we're not good at. It's not about passivity, just sitting back and doing nothing. We're actively called to live, to walk the Christian life with God's Holy Spirit. Well, let's take a moment of quiet to pray. I'll lead us in a short prayer. And then Seb is going to come back and lead us in our prayers. Father God, thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Thank You for His presence in our life. Thank You for the difference He can make as we keep in step with Him, consciously aware and cooperating with Him. Please would You help us grow fruit like this to be more like You. Amen.